Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, two lines from the bottom of Daf Tazayin and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Sanhedrin G'dayl L'Hoysi Shal Shem V'Echad, L'Ktana Shal Esv V'Shleisha, Minayin L'Gdayl Shehi Shal Shem V'Echad, Shinema Esvali Shem Ish Mizikli Yisrael, U'Moish Al Gabayin, and Rabbi Huda Imeh Shivim, and Rabbi Huda argues and holds that Sanhedrin G'dayl only had 70 members and 70 Dayanim. Before we begin our Gemara, let us read the two Pesukim in Pasha Ba'Leisra that will be relevant to our Gemara, as the Pasuk states, V'Yem Hashem Amesha, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikli Yisrael, Ashiyadata Kehim Zikli Am Vishaitrav, Vilakhto Isam al Oil Maid, Visyasku Sham Imach, and the next Pasuk states, Virati Vidabata Imcha Sham, Vatsatimina Ruach Ashilecha, Visamti Aleim, Vinosu Itcha Bimasa Om Vilisisa Atlovadecha. And our Gemara now begins that certainly, as we saw in the Pasuk, the Sanhedrin Gedola had 70 Dayanim, and therefore the Gemara asks, My time in the Rabbanon, the Amri, Moshe Gabim. So why is it that Rabbanon hold Moshe had to be added to the 70 Dayanim in the Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin Gedolah is always 71 members. Potentially, we shouldn't count Moshe amongst the Sanhedrin. It was only the Abbez Din. And the Gemara explains as Amakra, as the pasuk that we just saw in Pashas Ba'aloisra states, V'yisyasvu Sham Yimach, these 70 Zakenim should stand with you. And we continue on Daf Yizayin Man Aleph. And when the pasuk states Imach, Ba'abadayu, it means that you're together with them and they're standing together with you as you are the 71st member. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, why does he need to learn the word Imach to teach us Ba'abadayu? And the Gemara explains Imach Mishum Shchina. That Rabbi Huda learns what the pasuk states V'yisyasvu Sham Imach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told this to Moshe because of the Shchina. And as Rashi explains, when the pasuk says V'yisyasvu Sham Imach Yamdu Mechutz La'Oil, that they should stand outside the oil V'lo Yavoyu La'Oil Mishum Shchina, and they should not come into the oil Ma'id because the Shchina is there, and it wouldn't be proper cover to the Shchina. And Rashi continues Loshen Acher Mishum Shchina Shetishu Shchina Aleim Hutzu Chulius Moshe Imarin. In order for the Shchina to rest on the Sanhedrin, Moshe had to be together with them, and as the pasuk in Ba'aloisra states, that Kadosh Baruch Hu took from the ruach that was on Moshe and gave it to the Sanhedrin. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon, that L'chir Rabbi Yehuda has a good taina that the word imach is used to teach us mishum shchina. Therefore, had Rabbanon know that Moshe was included in the count of the Sanhedrin and is a requirement for 71 dayanim, as on the cross the pasuk states, v'nasu itcha v'masa am, that they will share the burden of the nation with you. And since the pasuk states itcha, so we learn out for Atpadayu that you are included amongst them and you're counted amongst the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin has to be 71. However, once again, the Gemara states, Rabbi Huda, Itcha B'daymin L'cha, Rabbi Huda states that when the Pasuk says Itcha, the Pasuk is teaching us that they have to be similar to you, and as Rashi states, Miyuchasin U'munukim Imam, that they have to be Miyuchas, and they can't have any Imamim that the Gemara will discuss later on Daf Lama Vavim Abayz. The Gemara continues that since Rabban used the Lashon Itcha to teach us there's a requirement for 71 Dayanim, therefore, had Rabban noticed in that all of the Sanhedrin have to be similar to Moshe and they have to be miyuchis and free of mumin. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanon learned this from the pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, where Yisrael tells Moshe that he should set up a Sanhedrin katana of 23 dayanim. And since the pasuk states itach, therefore we see that these dayanim have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, biyichus and menukim and mum. And since this is the din b'negei Sanhedrin katana, v'yalfa Sanhedrin gedolah mis Sanhedrin katana, and then we learn the din of Sanhedrin gedolah from the Sanhedrin katana. And just like the Dayanim in Sanhedrin Ketana have to be Miyuchas and free of Mumin, the same apply to the Dayanim of Sanhedrin Gedola. Before continuing with the next Gemara, let's read the Pesukim in Parshas Ba'aloisra that will be relevant to our Gemara. And after Klal Yisrael complained that they don't have any meat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that they will receive slav. And in Pasuk of Dalet, the Pasuk states, Vayetze Moshe ve'idab el ha'om es divrei Hashem, ve'yosef shivim ish mizikni am, and he gathered together 70 people from the Zikni am, ve'yameid oisam sviv esoil, ve'yeyud Hashem. The pasuk then continues. And the pasuk states. Then the Pesukim continue and it describes the arrival of the Slav. The Gemara will now bring a very long brisa that will have machlekes as to how to explain these Pesukim, but let us point out Moshe Rabbeinu was going to appoint 70 Zakenim to Sanhedrin Gedolah, and Lemaisa, in order to distribute this fairly amongst the Shvatim, it was impossible to do so, as if there would be 5 Zakenim for each of the Shvatim, that would only be 60 Zakenim, and if you make 6 for each Shevet, then that would equal 72 dayanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to only gather together 70 zakenim. Therefore, as we will see, Moshe Rabbeinu made a girl, and he took pieces of paper, and he wrote the word zaken on 70 pieces of paper. Two pieces of paper he left blank. Then he allowed these zakenim to pick a piece of paper from a box. If their piece of paper said zaken, then they became a member of the Sanhedrin, and if the paper would be blank, then they would not be a member of the Sanhedrin, and this was a fair way to apportion the dayanim evenly amongst the shvatim. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Abadu, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk states, Vayisharu Shnei Anashim B'machna, that two people remained in the Machna, and this was Eldad and Medad, Yesh Amrim B'Kalbim Nishtaru. And the first Shita of our Braisa is, that Lemaisa Eldad and Medad did not show up when they were called to Moshe Rabbeinu amongst the 72 Zakenim, and Lemaisa, at the end result, their piece of paper remained in the box, and they never took that piece of paper. And the Gemara explains what occurred. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, gather together 70 people from the Zikri Yisrael and make a Sanhedrin Gedolah, Amar Moshe Keset Esa. So Moshe had a problem as how should I do this? Ever Shisha Mikol Shevet V'Shevet Nimsu Shnei Miserim, as if I'll choose 6 from each Shevet, then I will have a total of 72 Dayanim and there will be 2 extra. Ever Chamisha Chamisha Mikol Shevet V'Shevet Nimsu Asar Chaserim, and if I'll choose 5 from each Shevet, then I will only have 60 Zakenim and I'll be 10 short. And ever Shisha Mishevet Zev Chamisha Mishevet Zev Harit Mimatl Kina Bein HaShvatim, and if I choose 6 Dayanim from 10 Shvatim, which would equal 60 Zakenim, and then I'll choose 5 Dayanim from 2 Shvatim, which would give me another 10 Dayanim, and there would be a total of 70. But surely if I do so, I'll cause jealousy between the Shvatim and Ma'asa. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Bir Shisha Shisha. So you actually chose 6 from each Shevet, and there were 72 Zakenim. The Havi Shivim Vishnayim Piskin, and he took 72 lots or pieces of paper. Al Shivim Kasav Zakin Vishnayim Haniyah Chalok, and on 70 pieces of paper, he wrote the word Zakin. And 2 of the pieces of paper he left blank. Bolon, he mixed them up with Nostim Mikalpi, and he placed them in a box. Al Mulhem, he told the Kenim, Bol with Tlu Piskechem, that each one should choose that piece of paper. Kol Mishal Biyadi Zakin, Amma Kachachachachemayim, and any of the Kenim whose piece of paper said Zakin, then he said, we see that because Baruch Hu decided that you should be one of the Yonim, and Mishal Biyadi Cholok, if someone chose a piece of paper that was blank, Amma Hamokin Lechofitz Becha, Anima Esalacha, that we see that because Baruch Hu didn't choose you, and therefore I had no choice, and therefore the Shvatim could not have any taina. And the Braisa will continue and discuss the story of Eldad and Medad in a moment. But the Braisa continues and tells us that a similar thing happened when there was a transfer of Kedusha from the Bechorim and Klal Yisrael to Levim, as Kibiyetzu B'dav Ataymer. And similarly, we find in Pashat Bamidbar, Parag Gimel, Pasuk Mem Dalid, the Pasuk starts by Yidav Hashem Moshe Leimer, Kach Salavim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'bnei Yisrael, that Behemah Salavim, Tachas Behemtam, Vahoy Levim, Ani Hashem, that's Pidu Yashlesh Bashiv Mamasayim, or Itch Malavim, and Bechor B'nei Yisrael, Vilkat Chamish Chamish Shkolim, Lagugailis, Beshekal Kedish Tikach, Esrim Gira Shekel, Vinasata Kesef, La Arnold Bono, Pidu Yo Itchim Behem, in the Maisa, there were 22,000 Levim, and there were 22,273 Bechorim, and therefore the 22,000 Bechorim that corresponded to the 22,000 Levim, there was a transfer of Kedusha by picking up each Levi individually. However, in order to remove the Kedusha from the remaining 273 Bechorim that didn't correspond to a Levi, there was a requirement for them to give 5 shekel to a Kohen. As the Gemara tells us, on Moshe, Ketzet Esla, and Le Yisrael, that what should I do for the Bechorim? As if I'm only telling B'dyayitcha V'tzei, as if I tell one of the Bechorim, they should give me 5 shekel, and then your Kedusha will be removed. In Mali, he'll respond to me, Kvach Padani Ben Levi, I already had a pidyon through a Ben Levi, and I don't want to have to pay 5 shekel. Ma'asa, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Hevi Esmer Shtayim Alaf Piskin. Once again, he took 22,000 pieces of paper, the Kosov Aleim Ben Levi, and he wrote on it Ben Levi, Vashlesh Vashim Messiahim, Kosov Aleim Chamish Shkolim, and on 273 pieces of paper, he wrote 5 Shkolim, and Bolam Venosim Makalpi, and he mixed them up, he placed them in a box, Amulhan, Tlupiskechem, and he said to each Bechor that you should take your piece of paper, Misha Ol Biyadi Ben Levi, Amulay Kvach Padach Ben Levi, and if it says on it Ben Levi, then he says you will put it through a Ben Levi, Misha Ol Biyadi Chamish Shkolim, if a Bechor chose a piece of paper that said 5 Shkolim, Amulay Tepenirtch of Zay, then he said that you're responsible to give 5 Shkolim, and your Kedusha will be removed. Rashi explains that according to the Yeshayimim, then when the Pasuk says Eldad and Medad was still in the Sharu B'machna, and they didn't come to actually pick their piece of paper, Zok Rashi, V'nishtayu Shnei Pesachim, Shayiksuvim B'kalpi, Shayu Shal Eldad and Medad, Shleihochul Itol, Shnisyaru Shlo Yal B'yad N'Cholok, and the reason why they didn't come is because they were concerned that they would choose a piece of paper that was blank. L'maisa L'fidi Yeshayimim, the 2 pieces of paper that were left over actually said Zokain, and really Eldad and Medad were part of Shivim Zakenim. Ayin Rashi and Ayin Yaakov, if you add in, V'hayim D'chsiv, that although they had a piece of paper that stated Zokin in it, but they didn't go to get that, they were scared that there won't be Zoycha, they would actually pick the lot that was blank. The Brisa continues, when the Pasuk says, it actually means that Elder Ramidah remained in the Machna and did not come to Moshe Rabbeinu, but in the Chinami, their lot did not remain in the box, as the Maisa, their lots came up blank. He explains that the reason why they did not come is not because they were scared, but because they were anovim, and as the Gemara states, B'shosha Amalei HaKadosh Baruch HaMoshe, Esfili Shemish, Amru Elder Ramidah, so Elder Ramidah stated, in a Nuruim Loisa Gedula, that I'm not ready for this Gedula, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hoyle Me'atem Atzbechem, that since you lowered yourself, and you diminished your Gedula, Arreini Moisa Gedula Al Gulaschem, so I will in on and increase the Gedula to your greatness, and as we know, HaBerech Ben HaKavod, HaKavod Berachas Achrov, Uma Gedula Hoysav Lem, and what was this Gedula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu added to them? The Brisa explains, Shenevim Kulin Snabu Pasku, as all the other Nevim had Nevuah, and then they ceased saying Nevuah, Behem Nisnabu V'lay Pasku, and they said Nevuah, but they didn't cease from saying Nevuah, and they continued having Nevuah. The Brisa continued that we just said that Elder Medad said Nevuah, Uma Nevuah Nisnabu, what was this Nevuah? And the Gemara brings a few Pshatim, as number one, Amr Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnas Yisrael Aretz, that they said that Moshe Rabbeinu will die, and Yeshua will bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and number two, Abachana Meshum Rablezo, Aliske Slav Him Misnabim, Ali Slav, Ali Slav, that they actually said Nevuah regarding the Slav, as the Slav is discussed in this Pasha, as we explained, and they said the Slav should come, the Slav should come, and Rab Nachman Omar, Rab Nachman says a third shot, Aliske Gog Magog Hoy Misnabim, that they were Misnabe regarding the end of days, and regarding the Mechama of Gog Magog, and as the Pasuk states in Cheskel, Koyam Hashem Alekim, that so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding Gog, Ha'ata Hu Asher Dibarti, B'yom Kadmoyne, B'yad Avodei, Nevi Yisrael, Hanibim B'yom Mehem, Shonim, L'Havi Yisrael Deyem. We see that the Pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gog that there was a previous Nevuah regarding Gog and Magog. And how do we know that this previous Nevuah was stated by Eldad or Medad as Altikri Shonim El Shnayim, and we shouldn't read the Pasuk as if it says Shonim and it's referring to years before, but we should read it as if it says Shnayim, that there were two Nevi'im that actually said this Nevuah at one time. And where do we see two Nevi'im that were Misnabi at one time and they stated the same Nevuah? Therefore, it must be that it's referring to Eldad or Medad. And our Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa as Amar Mar, Rav Shimon just stated, and the Gemara asks, Menal and the Pasku, that how do we know the rest of Nevi'im stopped saying Nevuah as Elaim Medchsiv, and if you're going to say, because the Pasuk states, we would explain this Pasuk that they said Nevuah and they didn't continue and they never said another Nevuah. However, the Gemara is Elimiata, but if this is true, the Maisa, when the Torah repeats the story of Matan Torah and the Aseret HaDibros in Pashas Veschanon, and the Pasuk states, as Advar Me'ila Dibe Hashem is Kol Kacham Bahar Mitecha Esh Ha'onan Barafal Kol Godov LeYosef VeYichteve Malshnei Luchas Avonim VeYitnei Me'loi. The Gemara states, Hachinami Dolei Oisefu, would you think that the Pasuk means that the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not continue? Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice doesn't get weaker, and certainly it continued. And as the Gemara states, El Vlei Pasuku, and it must be when the Pasuk says, Kol Godov LeYosef, and it means that it was a Kol Godol, and that call never ceased. And L'Cheri, when the Pasuk states, VeYisnav VeLeYosefu, we could also explain that they said Nevuah, and they never stopped saying Nevuah, and therefore you can't bring a raya from that Pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara continues, the Rav Shimon's Makar is as follows, Alahacha Ksiv VeYisnavu, L'maisa B'negei L'Shivim Zekinim, it used Lashon VeYisnavu, which is a past tense, and Hasam Ksiv, and B'negei Elder Medad, the Pasuk says, Misnabim, as the Pasuk stated, VeYor Tana, VeYagad L'Moshe, VeYoymar, Elder Medad, Misnavim V'machna, and as the Gemara states, Adai Misnavim V'holchin, that the Nevuah continues, and stated in Lashon Asid, and the Gemara continues that we had three different explanations as to what Nevuah they stated, and the Gemara explains, Bishlein L'manda Omer, Meisha Meis, Hayinuch Siv, Adonin Meisha Kolim, the L'maisa, according to L'manda Omer, that says that the Nevuah was that Meisha would die, so it makes sense that why Yeshua ben Nun was actually upset, and as the Pasuk states, Vayan Yeshua ben Nun, Mishoris Meisha b'Bechur, Vayyemar, Adonin Meisha Kolim, and we can understand why he wanted them to be destroyed, L'manda Omer Hanachtati, according to Abachana, Mishum Rabbe Lezer, Dal Iske Slovei Misnabim, and according to Rabbe Nachman, Dal Iske Gogimogokoy Misnabim, Maya Adonin Meisha Kolim, so why was Yeshua so upset? Why did he tell Moshe to stop them, to destroy them? And the Gemara responds that Lav Ayurchar, the Havali Ketamon Amiril Halacha Vnei Rabbi, as even though they were saying the Ruah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Maisa was still not proper, as it was considered as if they were being Mer Halacha Vnei Rabbi, and therefore they were Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues that after Yeshua ben Nun said this, so the next Pasuk states, Amrei Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua Benun, Hamekane Atali, Umi Yitin Kol Am Hashem Nevi'im, Ki Yitin Hashem Asrucha Aleim. And it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that it's a positive Nevuah. Therefore, the Gemara is, Bishleim Lamand Amah Hanachtati, that Bishleim according to the second Mand Amrim that speak about the Slav and Gog Magog, Hayim Dechsim Yitin. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that I want other Nevi'im to actually be Misnabe. However, El Lamand Amah Moshe Meis, that according to the Mand Amah, that the Nevuah was that Moshe will die, Menachav Nichle, that how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was happy with the Nevuah? And the Gemara explains, Lay Samu Kameh, that even though Yeshua said that it didn't be Misnabe and he wasn't happy, but Yeshua didn't tell Moshe exactly what they stated. And since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly what the Nevuah was, but he knew that it would be Misnabe, so that's why he stated, Mi Yitin Kalam Hashem Nevi'im, Ki Yitin Hashem Esruch Aleim. The Gemara continues, My Kalayim, what did Yeshua bin mean when he stated Kalayim, Amalei, Hatal Aleim, Tzorchit Zibah, Vehin Kalam Aleim, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should place in them the Tzorchit Zibah, Memelele, they will no longer be able to say Nevuah, and as the top taste states, Perish Nevuasam Kalei, that the Nevuahs will end, the In Shechina Shari Metech Atzvais, El Metech Simcha, as once they have pressure, then they will be Ba'atzvis, and they won't be Besimcha, and therefore they will no longer be in position to receive a Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we continue, let us make a few points. Number one, at the top of the Amud, the Gemara brought down Imach Mishum Shechina, and Rashi had two explanations, and Rashi Mesechta Zehiris and Daftal Amud Beis states, Klema, Shehu Eimdim Imach, V'lo Yikonsel Ufnai Lufnim, B'makom Shechina, the Saka Deit Chamina, as one may have thought, B'hoil the Kosef Asfali, the Yikonsel B'makom Shechina, Kamash 1, that they had to stay out of the Oil Mayid, and Rashi continues, L'shina Chrina, Imach Mishum Shechina, Klema, Bar Tzadikim Gemurim, Shani Roitzel, Hashi Shechina, Aleim, Ayin Sham, Ayin Yad Ramah, then when the Gemara states, Imach Mishum Shechina, Kadesh Tagan Aleim, Zchusha Shal Moshe, Shalai Tifrin Tzbam Shechina, Ba'im Dilun Vadam, as Moshe was there in order to serve protection for them, as otherwise they could have been destroyed, and they possibly would have died based on seeing the Shechina. Gemara stated that Elder the Maid said in Vua, Amru Moshe Meis in Shua Machis Sol Eretz, while the Turim states that the Lashem Misnabim, Kari Be Meis Nevi'im, Shal Amru Moshe Meis in Shua Machis Sol Eretz, and the word Misnabim is as if it states Mes Nevi'im, and that was the Nevua. And then he says that the Rashi Tevois of Misnabim is Moshe Tenuach Nafshe Began Alekim Yeshua Machnis. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda stated that there's a requirement for 7 years of Kenim for Sanhedrin Gedolah, and L'chir Tzarech Bia, as we already stated, that there's a din of Ein Bezen Shakel, Maisifin Alein Ed Achad, and L'maisa we know Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that klal, as B'negeis Michas Akinim by Rifa Segla, Rabbi Yehuda stated B'chamisha, and one of those was based on the klal of Ein Bezen Shakel, Maisifin Alein Ed Achad, and the Rishonim explain the only time that we have a klal of Ein Bezen Shakel, Maisifin Alein Ed Achad, is if we learned the amount of Dayanim from various psukim that didn't state an amount, and would just be medayik from various words. However, since the Torah specifies that there's a number of 70 for Sanhedrin Gedolah, then certainly the klal of Ein Bezen Shakel Maisif Lo Nidecha doesn't apply. Ayin Sham. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, U'minayin L'Ketana Shishol Esam Mishleisha, and how do we know the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 Dayanim, Shinema V'shofta Eidah V'tzilu Eidah, Eidah Shefetas V'Eidah Matzelas Harikan Esrim, U'minayin L'Eidah Shiasar Shinema Al-Masl Eidah Arazais, Yotz Yishuv V'Kolev, U'minayin L'Havi Eid Shleisha, as Mimash Shinema L'Siyah Akharab Gerois, Shemei Ani She'er Yimam L'Teva, In Kein Lama Nema Akharab Mahateis, Loib Ke Hatiyaskul L'Teva, Hatiyaskul Ra, Hatiyaskul L'Teva Al Pi Echad, Hatiyaskul Ra Al Pi Shnayim. Therefore, there's a requirement for 22 day on him, Ve'im Bezen Shokel, Maisif Lo'in Echad, Harei Kan Esam Shleisha. The Gemara now begins, and it is, Seif Seif, L'Ra Al Pi Shnayim Le'im Mishkachas Lo, if the whole reason why we needed 22 is because you have to have Hatiyaskul Ra Al Pi Shnayim, but L'maisa, now that we have 23 day on him, there will never be a case where we will have Hatiyaskul Ra Al Pi Shnayim. And as the Gemara explains, Iachad Asam Mizakim, Shnei Masam Mechayvin, Akate Chadu, that if there will be 11 that are Mizakar, and 12 that are Mechayiv, then that Toyal Ra will be Al Pi Echad, and he has Sar Mizakim, Shlesh Asam Mechayvin, plus Havo, and if there will be 10 that say he is innocent, and 13 that say he is guilty, then you'll have Hatiyaskul Ra Al Pi Shlesha, and still not Al Pi Shnayim. The Gemara explains, Amar Avo, Yatim Moitzi, Al Pi Mesifim, Vidivri Akol, Uvis and Hedra Gedela, Valib Rabbi Huda, Dom Meshivim, that we only find such a case in a scenario where there was originally a bezda of Chav Gimel, and 11 was Mezaka, and 11 were Mechayiv, and one of the Yonim said Eini Yedea, and as we will see in the Mishnah Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that if that occurs, then the Moisif 2 Dayanim, and at this point, instead of having 22 Dayanim, there will actually be 24 Dayanim, and if those 2 Dayanim paskin that he's Chayiv and he's guilty, then you'll have 12 that'll be Mechayiv, and 10 that'll be Mezaka, therefore, L'Divrei HaKol, we find a scenario where we could have Tehoskel Ra'al Pishnayim. Similarly, in a standard case of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there were an even number, even by the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and there were only 70 members of the Sanhedrin, and therefore it's possible to have have it to Yaskal Ral Pishnaim, and you can have 36 that are Mechayim and 34 that are Mezakel. And in Rashi, Diyu Maskal, Ol B'Misif and Divri Akol, the Tanam B'Hayu Baikin on Daf Mem Ralef, Echad Osu Mezakel, Ve'echad Osu Mechayim, Ve'echad Oim Ein Yudea, Yesifa Yedinam Shnaim, the Hash to Havali Bezin Shokol, the Ein Yudea, Command Lesehu, who Pashlu Chavdalid, as the one that states Ein Yudea, is not part of Sanhedrin, and it's not like we have 25 Dayanim at this point, and it's only 24, and Mishkach Slea Pishnaim, Yud Al Pizakin, Vyud Gim Mechayim, as we explain. The Gemara continues, V'om Ravo, and Ravo explains, B'Mesifin, Oisim Bezin Shokol, Chathila, that when we're adding on two Dayanim to a Din Torah, as we explained in a case where one of the Dayanim stated Ein Yudea, then the Bezin will consist of an even amount of Dayanim, and that is not an issue, even Chathila, and the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Lechayim that's Pashat, as that is the Din that we see in the Mishnah Daf Mem, and the Gemara explains, Ma'alot Tema, Hay Dekama Ein Yudea, Kamayit Isadami, that we may think that the one that states Ein Yudea is still considered as if he's part of this Din Torah, and therefore it's as if we have 25 Dayanim, and it's not an even number. And Lemaisa, why is this an Afkamino? If Lemaisa he stated Ein Yudea, as V'yam Milsa Shaminle, as if this Dayan will want to speak and will want to explain why he actually was Mesupik, and tell us his Stodim, why he was thinking that the person is Chayiv, and why he's thinking that the person was innocent, he would allow him to speak, Kamash Mulan, and therefore Avo is teaching us the Hayde Kama Ein Yudea, Command Leisa Dame, V'yamatayim Le Shaminle, that the one that's actually stated Ein Yudea is now not considered part of the Bezdin, and if he wants to say why this person should be guilty, we would not listen to him. And we just explained our Gemara based on the first Pshat in Tezir Rosh, as the Tezir Rosh states, Yesh Mefarshim, Yamatayim El Chayvo Le Shaminle, Avli Yamal Eskosh, Shaminle, Dele Gurm, Echaman Atamidim, Shaman Yesh Lam El Eskosh, even though the Dayan is not considered part of this Bezdin, but the Maisa, he shouldn't be worse than any Talmud that's sitting on the sideline, where we already stated that he has to make sure to speak up when he finds a schus for someone. However, the Tezir Rosh continues, V'ramah Levi Pirish, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayvah, Lo Shaminle, that regarding this Dayan, we wouldn't listen to him even if he actually wants to say his schus. U'chagoyin, D'loi Mestavet Taimei Le'inach Sanhedri, V'i Havim Minyono, Afagab D'loi Mestavet Taimei Le'inach, and we would still have to listen to him. V'i Loi Havim Minyono, Havalei Ka'echem Min HaTalmidim, V'cheyeched Echem Min HaTalmidim, Afili Omer Taimei L'schus, Ein Shemolei Elman Ken Yesh Mamish B'dvarav, Shinnurah D'varav Sanhedrin. So therefore, the same applies to this Dayan. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Kahana, Sanhedrin Shiro, Kul L'chayva, Paitrona Yisai, Ma'i Taima, Kim the Gemiri, Alonis Din, Lame'evelei Schusa, V'hanisu Le'chazule, that if this is a unanimous decision by a Sanhedrin, and they all feel that this person is guilty, then they would actually have to say that this person is potter, and we would not be Mechayiv Misa, and the reason is that since we learned that it has to be Alonis Din, and the reason why they have to wait on the Psak, in order that prior to giving their final Psak Din, that all the Dayanim have time to contemplate how they will Paskin, and there's a possibility that while they're walking out of Bezdin, and they're waiting overnight in order to actually Paskin, and finally is their Gemar Din, that they will speak to one another, and one Dayanim will be able to convince another that this person is innocent. Lemaisa, since the entire Bezin actually feels that this person is guilty, none of the parties will actually be able to find a schus for him overnight, and therefore there won't be a proper halonis din, and therefore we have to pater this person. Ayin Teis Rosh, who takes the opposite approach, and he states, Sanhedrin Shiro, Kulon Chayva, Paitrin Eisei, Pirish Rabbeinu Meir, Memar Lahargo Miyad, Kamoy Omar, Ein Nishba, Paitrin Eisei, Kalim Memar Eisei Lufreya, Kadesh Liachsaboy, and over here also, the Gemara means that since they all feel that he's Chayiv, therefore they immediately kill him, as Lemaisa, even though they have Halonis Din, that would not help him, as no one will challenge their opinion, therefore there's no reason to delay his Misa. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechron, Ema Shivim Sanhedrin, El Bali Kaima, U Bali Chachma, U Bali Mari, U Bali Zikna, U Bali Kishofim, V'yoynim Ba'ayin Lashin, Shaloi Tehani Sanhedrin, Shemas Mipiya Togmon. Then when appointing a Dayan to Sanhedrin Ketana, then they have to be a person of height, a person that's smart, a person that has a look and a stature that will cause people to fear them, and they must be a Zakein, they must know Kishuf, and they must know all 70 languages, as otherwise when an aide comes to Bezdin, they don't understand the aide directly, and they'll have to hear from a Togman, that will be an issue of Amin P. aide. And Rashi states, Balik Kaimu Marash, Dehi Imosa Mutal Sabriyas, or Balik Shafim, Lahab Mis Mechshafim, Habaitchim Mechshfeim, Lehi Natsum Midei Bezdin, as this will help them be able to kill someone that's a sorcerer that will be Baiteach on the Kishuf in order to be safe from Bezdin. And in addition, Ulagal Sal Mechshafim, Amasisin Madichim Mechshfeim, Kagaina Mitzrin, and also in order to reveal to people that certain people are actually doing things based on Kishuv. And the Gesa we have in Rashi is Kagaina Mitzrim. However, this was changed by the censors, and originally the Gesa was Kagaina Yeshua Naitri. And Rashi states, Mipur Tumun, Kishabon Edom Leizen, Lehir Befneim, Leitzdach Lahamim, Melitza Medeim, Tahavale Eid Mipi Eid. And Rashi Mesechus Menachas states, Bali Kaima, Shiyetuchun Mehen, Bali Dinim, Vole Yeshaku, that the Bali Dinim should be frightened and they shouldn't lie. Or Bali Kshafim, Shiyu Hanidim Bechashif, Vyashbi Asayef, Va or shelo yishlo boy yasu himach shifres v'yimusu b'chol misishichlu. If they will try to put to death someone that's a sorcerer, and they will actually work with kishuf, and they will hold back the sayif, and they'll hold back sefer, Bezdin will be able to counteract that by doing their own kishuf and killing them b'chol misishichlu. Rashi in Maseches Menachos also explains that the reason why you can't have a betugman shelo yachlof hametugman tanisa v'yichavu. This is in order for them to understand the Baal Din directly and the Edim directly, and otherwise the Metogman could change the person's words and potentially mechayev the person improperly. And IDMU explains when the Gemara stated Baal Zikna, Vishyu Baal Zikna Beinness, Veloy Zikna Muflegas, that they should be older, but they shouldn't be too old. The Gemara continues that we know that the Torah teaches us that the corpses of a specific eight Shratzim are Metame. The Gemara tells us, Amar Biudam Rav, a Mashim Sanhedrin, El Mishiyadeh, Letaras Asheretz, Minatariah, that the only ones that were able to appoint the Sanhedrin are only those that are so smart that they could figure out a way to be Metaris Hasheretz Minatera. Ayin Tesis, who he is, the Koshal Rabbi Natam, the Mal Lona Becharifa Shel Havel, the Tyre Sheretz, our Torah Timasai, then why would we have to have a Dayin that has such Charifas that could go against the Torah and figure out ways to make something Torah, even though the Torah states Mefurish that these eight Shratzim are Tomei? And Ayin Tesis, how he explains our Gemara, and Ayin Miri, who points out, She Miru Takolis Yoetis Bidari Seyem, Be'ezidin Torah, Yotzul Lachadish Dinin, Lohisav Lagrei, Lohira Shah, Velitin Smachel Dvarim in our Torah, then Bezin has a right to change the Torah and figure out ways, Bein HaSarara Shah, to make the Torah work for that generation. Uvedem Lezeh, Kosva HaGoinim, Bedinu Talmud, Sheyesh Biad Rabbanim HaGoinim, Lachadish Gzeres of Etakonis, Derek Klal, Oy Derek Prat, Lohasar Eze Inim Mechura, Lefim Mash Yer Bismanoi, Bismach Muad, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Omer Rav, Ani Adon Vatareno, and Samagiris, Omer Avina, that I have the ability to make a Kal V'chaymah, and therefore retire the Shmari HaShratzim. The Gemara continues, And Daf Yud Zayin Beis, and brings this Kal V'chaymah, and Uman Nochash Shemei Mesum Ma'ar B'tum Matara, that's just like we know, a Nochash, which kills people, and kills animals, and it's Ma'ar B'tum in the world. When a person is dead, then the person's body is Avi Avoy Satoma, the carcass of an animal that's in a Vela is also Tamei, and even so, the corpse of a Nochash is Tar, so Sheret She'inu Mei Mesum Ma'ar B'tum Ma'ar B'tum Ma'ar B'tum Ma'ar that doesn't increase tumma in the world and doesn't kill anyone, so certainly the dead body of the sheret should be tar. And the Gemara states, V'loi, that this is not a valid kal v'chaymah, as midava kitz ba'alma, as it can't be that this is a chumrah, and as we know that even though a thorn that pricks someone could actually kill the person, and even so, certainly a thorn is not tamei, and that has no bearing on tumma, and therefore your point from a nachash is not a basis for a kal v'chaymah. And as Rashi states, V'loi, lav kal v'chaymah, the in ze chaymim hu mei mesuma b'tumah, shrei k'mei k'nish k'itzim Gemara continues, and Rashi explains that the next Gemara is going back on a din that we stated, that the Yonim have to understand 70 Lashonis, and the Gemara now qualifies that and states, that the only way that we actually make a Sanhedrin in a city is only if there are actually two of the Yonim that actually can speak the 70 languages, and there's one of them that can understand 70 languages, and there's no requirement to have all 23 Yonim that understand all languages. As Rashi states, Shnayim l'davar b'shim l'loshen v'ech l'shmoya she'im mevim b'shim l'loshen afal pishin yedei l'hashiv. And in Mepharshim who bothered that l'chira, if all the Yonim don't understand the 70 languages, there should still be a problem of Eben Pe'ed. And Mepharshim explained that once there is a Bezdin and they actually hear the testimony of Edim, then the Bezdin can actually go and repeat the testimony to the other Dayanim, and that is not a chesaron of Eben Pe'ed, as the Maisis Dayanim and it's Bezdin that's actually repeating the testimony. And based on Rashi Maseches Menachos that we explained, Hametogmen Shlo Yachlof Hametogmen Taneseim VeYechavayu. So once you have three Dayanim that can understand and verify that the Hametogmen is actually translating properly, then once again this would no longer be an issue. And the Gemara tells us, Ubeita Havu Shloisha, and Ubeita there were three that understood and were able to speak these 70 languages. Uviyavna Abba, and in Yavna there were four Dayanim that were able to understand and speak all 70 languages. And who were the four? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, and Shimon HaTimni, who had done with name Bekaka, and Shimon HaTimni didn't have smicha, and he was sitting in front of the rest of the Yonim on the Kaka, as he was Gitalman, a Yoshev Tzvi Rabbi. And as Rashi says, Shimon HaTimni, Talman Hayav Lei Nisbach, Shalei Boluch Lal Zikna. And the Gemara continues that we just stated that even if you only have two Dayanim that understand and can speak a language, and there's one more Dayan that although he can't speak the language, but he can understand the language, then that would suffice. But Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa tells us, Shlishis Chachma, if there are three Dayanim that can speak the language, then it's considered a bezdin of chachamim. Revius in lemaylin mena, and if there are four, then there's no greater bezdin. So we see there's a requirement for three, and the Gemara explains who Yehuda Amar Kai Tana, in the Chinami, Rab was going like the following Tana, the Tanya, as we went to the Brisa, Shnir Chachma, Shlishis, in the Maili Mena, Ein Rashi, Shlishis Chachma, Sanhedrin Shiashba, Shlish Medabrin, Bishivan Lashon, Chachma Hiukshera, Alma Shlish Bein Ladabar, and we explained this Gemara based on the Pshat of Rashi, and we have Ayin Iran who explained that this Gemara has nothing to do with the previous Gemara that discussed the Sanhedrin understanding 70 Lashonis, and Zakhtar Ran, Shayyu Be'ir, Chutzman and Sanhedrin, Ba'isad Nimel Shura, Shnecha Chacham Gedolim, Haruin Lumay Lahiris, Bechal Terekula, Ve'echad Yedei Lishmaya, Ve'yedei Lishalahashiv, that there's a requirement to have three people that are not part of the Sanhedrin, and that would be Talmud Chamim, Vezu Sha'amru, Shahai Be'avna Ba, Sha'isim Layim, Mechlal Sanhedrin, Be'mei Rebechim and Zakai, Shahalach Liavna, El Kula Hayu Talmudim, Ve'him Yadu Ludabel Lupana, Ve'lishmaya Mashu Oimer. The Gemara just mentioned Shimon HaTimni, and it stated, Don Lefneim Bekaka, and the Gemara will now go through various Lashonis that we find in Shas, and who these Lashonis are generally referring to, and as the Gemara states, Lemelim Fnei Chachamim, where the Gemara states the Lashon of Lemelim Fnei Chachamim, that's referring to Levi, who learned from Rabbi, Don Lefnei Chachamim, they judge in front of Chachamim, that's referring to Shimon ben Azai, Vishim ben Zainma, Vichanan Mitzvah, Vichanani ben Chachinoi, Rab Nachman ben Yitzchak Masni Chamisha, Rab Nachman ben Yitzchak says that instead of there being four that were Don Lefnei Chachamim, there were actually five, Shimon, Vishimon, Chanan, Vichananya, referring to the previous four, which is Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zainma, Chanan Mitzvah, Chanani ben Chachinoi, and as Rashi states that he adds in Shimon HaTimni, and Rashi explains, Vicham Shasan, Loi Boy Luzikna, Vyosh Mukako, Mashimon Chuvas, Kushis Luzikanim, Behind Don Balacha, and that's what it means when it states that Don Lefnei Chachamim, Ein Rabbeinu Chananel, let's state from Nachman Yitzchak, Moisef, Af Shimon ben Nanas Badayu, he leaves out Shimon HaTimni, and the Gemara continues, when the Gemara uses Rabbi Sina Shabbavo, Rabbi Shmuel, that's referring to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Sina Shabbatzal is referring to Rabbi Abba, Daini Goyla is referring to Kana, and some agur is Shmuel and Kana, Daini Deretz Yisrael, Rabbi Amin Rabbasi, it refers to Rabbi Amin Rabbasi, Daini Pumbrisa refers to Rabbi Papa Bashmuel, Daini Danador, Rabbi Adaba Menumi, Sabi de Sur is referring to Rabbi Huna Rabbi Chista, when the Gemara uses the Lashon of Sabi de Pumbrisa, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Ina, Harifa de Pumbrisa, Efa Vavim Bnei Rechava, that's referring to Efa and Abimi, who are the children of Rechava, Amroi de Pumbrisa, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Zamagaris, Amri Bipumbrisa, Amroi de Nadoi, Rav Chama, that Amroi de Nadoi refers to Rav Chama, and Samagaris, Amri Binadoz Rav Chama, Nabloi Masnu is referring to Roim Barbarabi, Amri Beirav is referring to Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav, and therefore he said over from the name of Rav. And the Gemara asks, for Am Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, the Lamaisi, how can you say that Amri Beirav refers to Rav Huna, if Lamaisi we find in the Gemara where it states that Am Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, and therefore it can't be that Amri Beirav refers to Rav Huna, and the Gemara therefore says, El Rav Amnuna, therefore it must be that when it states Amri Beirav, it's actually referring to Rav Amnuna, who was also a Talmud of Rav, Ayin Rashi, Mesech Tzivamis, who explains that when the Gemara states Amri Beirav is Rav Amnuna, Hainu Hechad Am Rav Amnuna, the Amri Beirav, the Mucha Milsa, the Inish Achwina Kama, Aval Hechad Itma Stoma, Vade Hav Rav Huna, however, when the Gemara there states Amri Beirav Rav Huna, then the Gemara is not changing its position, and that certainly still means Rav Huna, who is the Ikka Talmud of Rav, Ayin the long Taisis on Amid, who brings a different Pshat in the Sugya. The Gemara continues, Amri Beirav refers to Rav Yemiya, Shalchum Itam, that he sent from there, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, that refers to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, Mechachalo ben Marava, that he left the Baptist in Marava, Rabbi Elazar, that refers to Rabbi Elazar. Gemara asks, how can you say the Shalchum Itam refers to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, but Shalchum Itam will give Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, and therefore you see that Shalchum Itam is not Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, and therefore the Gemara states, Ela Ipach, let us switch that around, as Shalchum Itam refers to Rabbi Elazar, and Mechachalo ben Marava is referring to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina. And in Taisus, who asks, that even at this point that we stated that we should switch it around, and Mechachalo ben Marava refers to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, but Tema, the Parish Shleisha Mina ben Nazir, Eshkan, the Mechachalo ben Marava, at Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, and therefore L'chira, the words of Mechachalo ben Marava can't refer to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina either. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, and on that Beis on Beis, the Mishnah stated, V'kami Ebeir, V'tei Ruil Sanhedrin, and how many people do it have to be in the city in order that it should be ready for the Sanhedrin Katana? And the Gemara stated, Tanakam holds, Mei V'esrim, that the Tanakam holds that there has to be 120 people in the city, and Menachemiah held that there has to be 230 people. This way you have Sari Asaris, as 23 people will be 1 per 10, and as we know, that Batzim Asar Le'eshkan Sarah, and we never find a position of power on less than 10 people. L'maisi, the Gemara understands why we would potentially need 230 people, as we explained that we can't have a Sarah on less than 10 people. However, the Gemara is, may have Esrim, may have Yotayu, that according to the Mandama, that the minimum amount of people in the city, in order to be Chayiv, to set up a Bezdin, has to be 120 people. What is it that all of these 120 people do? And the Gemara explains, Esrim L'Shleisha Kenegad Sanhedrin Ketana, we need 23 that connect the Sanhedrin Ketana, V'shol Shur L'Shleisha, and then you need another 69 people, which would would be the Shalosh Shuris would be available in order to add on onto Sanhedrin Tana if the Dayanim say in Yedea, and therefore Hare Tisha Vitati, at this point you have 92 people in the city, and as Rashi states, Shalosh Shuris l'kaman tenilu b'echadin ha-mamnes, that we will learn this on Daf Lamed Zayin, shem hutzuchu l'smoich l'hoisef al Dayanim soim chemhen, that you'll actually go and do smicha on some of the Dayanim in order to add them onto the Din Torah and onto the Bez Din. Gemara continues, v'asar batlonim shel beis ha-knesses, and you need 10 batlonim in the beis ha-knesses, and Hare Meu Trei, and the subtotal will now be 102 people in the city, and as Rashi says, asar batlonim, asar b'nei adam metelim mekol malacha, liyus muzuman al beis ha-knesses, shachas v'aviz, in order they should be available in the beis ha-knesses, the morning and at night, the aminu mebracha is kivin shabar kash baruch al beis ha-knesses, v'lei matzah shom asar, miyad kayiz, the kamalon kol krach she'im b'asar batlonim, nidin kekvar, hilkul chilusno, loy chazil sanedrin, and if you don't have these asar batlonim, then the city is not ready for Sanhedrin. And the Gemara continues with the calculation, Ushnei Seferim, and he needs two Seferi to Dinary that will actually be stenographers and will write down the words of those that have been Mzaka and the words that will find this person Chayev, the Chosho Yeshua of Tehadayonim, as Rashi explains, Ushnei Chazonim, and you also need two Chazonim, which are Shamashi Bezin, Lelokas Chayev, and they would have Shamashim that will give Malkus, Ulhazman Balidin Ladin, and they would also call people to a Din Torah, Ushnei Balidinim. Of course, if you don't have two litigants, then certainly there's no reason to have a Din Torah, Shnei Edim, and you require two Edim, Ushnei Zemim, and there has to be two people that could be the Edim that come and testify that the original Edim were Edim Zemim. We know that every Edis has to be possible to be Huzam, Ushnei Zemim Zemim, and then you need Zemim Zemim, Harei Meiv Abesa, and therefore we have a subtotal of 114 people in the city, and as Rashi states, Ushnei Zemim, Sheis Yoru Edim, Lahid Shekha Shle Yizumu, Ushnei Zemim Zemim, Shem Yishai Baldin Api Edim, Vyaska Shnaim Haziman, Lefika Sor Shnaim Achayim Beir, Sheis Yoru Elu Mehem, we still don't know why we need the last six people. And the Gemara explains, "V'tanya, we learned the Brisa called Ishimba Asar Dvar Malalu Ain Talmuchacham Meshoy Lado B'Teicha, that any city that doesn't have the following 10 things, a Talmuchacham is not allowed to live there, and therefore certainly the Dayanim who are Talmidchacham would not be able to live in the city. There's a requirement for Bezim Makim Va'inshin, the Kupat Shel Zadok and Nigbus B'Shnayim Mischalakus B'Shloisha, and the Kupat Shel Zadok, as we learned from Maseches Basra, has to be collected with two people. As the Maisa, we need eight. Them, and it has to be distributed with three people. They have to determine if the recipients of tzedakah are actually worthy for tzedakah, and that requires a shuma of three dayanim, or beis ha-knesses, and there's a requirement to have a beis ha-knesses in the city, or beis ha-mechertz, as well as a bathhouse, or beis ha-kisei, and a bathroom right next to the city. In addition, there's a requirement to have a roife, a doctor, or Rashi says, someone that could do milois, v'uman, and someone that's a bloodletter, v'lavla, as well as a sefer, u'malamit tinoikes. Rashi explains that this price is actually explaining that the following six are the additional six people that we need in the city in order to go from 114 people to 120. And Rashi says, Goyim Mechalkin Havlu Chamisha Mishisa de Batrilel, and five of the six would be the ones that are collecting tzedakah and the ones that are distributing tzedakah, and Reifiv Umim Vulavla Umalami Tinekes Chagavi Havlu Chalhani, that we were able to have one person that would actually take care of all these things. And the same person could be the Moel and could be the bloodletter, as well as the Sefer who writes Svarim, as well as the Malami Tinekes. Therefore, in order to have a functioning city, there has to be at least 120 people, and at that point, there's a chiyuv to set up a Sanhedrin Ketana and to have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. And the Brisa ends off, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru, Af Mine Peiris, that a functioning city has to have Mine Peiris, Mepleshim Mine Peirim, Meirnes and Ayim, by having various types of fruits that creates a healthy environment for the people of the city. And the Yad Ramah explains, the base of Mechetz, Lechaz Bay, Lechvayt Shabbos Vyamatavim, Vlay Oyd El Shish Bir Fulagov, Vachayv Adam Lishtadl Bir Fuas Atmai, Kadesh Yuchalas Beterva Mitzvahs, Velasba Vedas Bore, the cost of Raki Shamlacha, Ushman Afshak Ma'id, Ubesa Kise, the Terra Claudamu, Kadesh Listarkless Raki Chutzal Ir, Vyavu de Sakonis Kugli, Ayo de Sakonis Listim. And although we were encouraged the word Vitabach, however, other Rishonim argue is it, and the Meiri states Vitabach, Ratzalim, Shaydechet Ubaydik, and the Adramas states, Boki Vilchus Shita Vitrafis, Kadesh Bosaheta, Motzele Bechal Shah, and Malami Tenekis, Kadesh Motzu Malabi Labanov, Veloy Oid, And although we mentioned the six additional people according to Rashi, however, the Yad Ramah argues in Rashi, he holds that Shleisha Lugvia, Vichaluka Shal Kupas HaTzedakah, that the same three people could do both the collection of Tzedakah and the distribution of Tzedakah. That would be three. The fourth one would be a Tabach. The fifth one would be Lavla, who is the one that writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas. And the sixth one is the Reife, which is the doctor or the Moel, also the bloodletter. And he points out, they were also of the teachers in the town, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continued, although the Tanakhama stated that in order to be required to have a Bezdan of Chaf Gimel in its city, you had to have 120 people. However, Nechemiah stated there's a requirement of 230 people connected to Sarei Asares. The Gemara begins and brings a Braisa with the third Shita, as Tanya will learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Yoimim, we continue on Dafir Chesim and Aleph, Messiah and Veshiva Veshiva, there's a requirement to have 277 people in the town. As Rashi points out that Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Nechemiah, there's a requirement of 230, but Oid Mem Zayin, there's a requirement for another 47, Shemishalku Bezin, Yud Alf Mezak, Ve'echaros Mechayvin, Ve'echaim Ein Yidea, as if there will be a split Bezdin, and 11 will say that the person's innocent, 11 will say he's guilty, and one says Ein Yidea. So we know you have to add on two people, and you have to add on two additional Dayanim, and Yasifim Ma'ilu Mem Zayin, Ad Shivim, and you'll continuously add on until you get to 70 Dayanim. Can I mean by your Baikin, Shemishifin Shneim Al Chav Gimel, Imisku Shneim, Hari Yugimel Mezak, Ve'echaros Mechayvin, Zakai Ve'im Yechayvu, and if they're Mechayvim, then Chayv, they'll be guilty, Deke HaToyle Ra Pishnayim, Vimichoku, Sarach Oid Lehisiv Shneim, Vechein Lo'ilam, Ad Shiyu Shivim Rabbi Huda, Veshivim Ve'echal Rabbanon, maximum amount of backup Dayanim that you need, 47, according to Rabbi Huda, as you never want to have the Bezin Tano to be bigger than the Bezin HaGadol. Gemara continues, and it's a stereo about Tanya, but we have another Bryce that states, Rabbi Eimam, Messiah, Shivim, Shmoina, that there's a requirement to have 278 people in the town, and not 277. And the Gemara answers, Lekasha, Ha Rabbi Huda, Ha Rabbanon, the Ein Chinami, the first member of Rabbi, is going according to Shita Rabbi Huda. Since Rabbi Huda holds a Sanhedrin Gedoyla is made up of 70 Dayanim, the maximum that we could add on to a Bezin of Chof Gimel is only 47, as you never want to get bigger than a Bezin HaGadol, and therefore you have to get to 70 and not more. However, according to the Tanakhama, that learns that Sanhedrin Gedoyla is 71 Dayanim, so we'll feed the Tanakhama, there's a requirement to have 48 additional people in the city. When there's a split Bezin, you'll be able to add on an additional 48 people, who ultimately reach a total of 71 Dayanim. That's why the second Brisa states that the chiyuv to make a bezin in a town only begins when there's 278 people in the town. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa that we know Yisra gave an Eitzah Teiva to Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint officers over Klal Yisrael, and it was Sari Alofim, Sari Meir, Sari Chamishim, and Sari Asares, and therefore the Gemara starts and quotes the Pasuk of Pashas Yisrael that states, Va'at Techsa Mikol Ha'am, Anje Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anje Emes, Sainei Botza, V'sam Talim, Sari Alofim, Sari Meir, since we know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was a total of approximately 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60, so therefore the Cheshbon would come out, Sari Alofim and Sheish Meis, there was Sari Alofim, which equals 600, Sari Meis was Sheish Alofim, which equals 6,000, Sari Chamishim was Shnemasa Elef, with 12,000, and Sari Asaris was Sheishis Ribui, and Sari Asaris equals 60,000 people. And the Brisa totals this up, Nimtzu Dayan Yisrael, Shivas Ribui, and therefore we see that the grand total of Dayanim in Klal Yisrael at that time was 78,600 Dayanim. And in the top Taisis on that for Chesim Alef, where Taisis bothered the Luchira, when someone is a Dayan, they shouldn't be included in the rest of the count, and we shouldn't overlap the count. And as Taisis points out, Tema, HaChasilu Tuva, Dechimafkes Misamech Ribuyes, Shishimeyes, as once you get rid of 600 from 60,000 for the Sari Alofim, then there's only 599,400 people that are not Dayanim, and therefore there wouldn't be a need for 6,000 Sari Meis, and there'll be a need for 5,994 Sari Meis. And similarly, v'chihad mafkes hani, once you appoint these people as Dayanim, then there'll only be another 593,406 Yidin, and therefore the Sari Chamishim should only be 11,868 instead of 12,000. Similarly, once you appoint 11,868 Sari Chamishim, there should only have been 58,153 Sari Asaris. And Taisus brings two Terutzim. That first of all, it could be that all the Zakim that were appointed were over 60 years old. Therefore, even after appointing the Sari Alofim, Sari Meis, Sari Chamishim, and Sari Asaris, there was still a total of 600,000 Jews that were not Dayanim. And as Taisus states, as we mentioned when we learned the Gemara, of course, Taisus continues with Sari Asaris. But we certainly don't have to say this regarding the Asari Asaris Ayin Shom. Then Taisa continues and brings another Teretz, V'yesh Mepharshim, that the Cheshbon of these officers and these Dayanim actually begin from the Asari Asaris. When they chose the Asari Chamishim, they chose those 12,000 Asari Chamishim from the 60,000 Asari Asaris that were already a appointed, and therefore the Sarei Chamishim wasn't another Sarei, but they were chosen directly from the original Sarei Asareis, and similarly by Sarei Meis, and similarly by Sarei Alafim, Ayin Sham, Hadin Lachdini Mamnes, Hadin Lachdini Mamnes, Hadin Lachdini Mamnes, and we will stop over here.